This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 8th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. Across Israel, the weather remains warm and inviting. Expect clear skies in Tel Aviv and Haifa. Jerusalem will experience mild temperatures, perfect for an evening stroll. Down south, Eilut basks in sunshine as the day unfolds. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran vows a crushing response as U.S. strikes threaten a fragile ceasefire. This comes from Ynet in earlier reporting. Also, the IDF targets a Hezbollah terrorist after facing fire in southern Lebanon. A military dog was killed, reports the Jerusalem Post earlier this hour. Also this hour, the U.S. strikes 80 targets in Iran overnight in retaliation for disrupting Hormuz traffic, according to I-24 News from earlier today. Separately, U.S. and Iran clash at night, causing oil prices to surge. This is from Israel Hayom Hebrew a short time ago. And finally, the U.S. launches powerful strikes against Iran. The attacks retaliate for alleged Iranian targeting of commercial vessels. JT reported this earlier today. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English reported just minutes ago that NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte deemed the U.S. attacks on Iran absolutely necessary. Shanaka Anslem Pereira wrote just now that the U.S. struck over 80 targets in Iran, revoked its oil license, and raised a war risk premium. He noted Iran's response, claiming strikes on 85 U.S.-linked sites in the Gulf. Belaz News posted earlier today that Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps struck 85 U.S. military facilities in Bahrain and Kuwait. This follows U.S. strikes on Iran, which targeted air defenses and radar sites. Now, for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's vow for a crushing response. Tehran's military command accuses Washington of aggression following U.S. strikes. These actions threaten the delicate ceasefire in the region, according to Ynet. The escalation poses significant risks to regional stability and ongoing diplomatic efforts. Turning to the IDF's operation in southern Lebanon, the IDF targeted a Hezbollah terrorist after encountering fire, with a military dog killed. The incident follows an injury to a reservist last Thursday during a search operation. The Jerusalem Post highlights the ongoing tensions along the northern border, impacting security protocols in the area. Meanwhile, the U.S. conducted overnight strikes on 80 targets in Iran. This move, reported by I-24 News, responds to Iranian disruptions in the Strait of Hormuz. The strikes aimed at military and strategic sites, raising concerns about potential retaliatory actions by Iran. In a related development, oil prices spiked following the U.S.-Iran nighttime clash. As Israel Hayom notes, the attacks could further strain global oil supplies and impact international markets. This economic impact adds another layer to the geopolitical tensions. Finally, the U.S. launched what it calls powerful strikes against Iran. JT reports these are in retaliation for attacks on commercial vessels. The strikes could derail any ongoing diplomatic negotiations between the U.S. and Iran, complicating peace efforts. Turning to business and markets. First, a Citizen Lab report claims an EU spyware investigator was hacked with Pegasus, an Israeli-made tool. CTEC provided this insight from earlier reporting. Separately, the global advertising industry faces the bargaining phase of AI integration at the Cannes Lions Festival. Israel Hayom Business notes that some brands are already adapting to this shift. And finally, a pensioner in Israel sees relief as her debts are erased following a struggle with banks and credit companies. Walla Business shares this uplifting story of financial recovery. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 10:00 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.